Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
The first college football rankings are pushed back to November 24th. We will not have the first college football playoff rankings until November 24th.
What do you need them for anyway? Honestly, you don't need them until the last.
You don't?
No. You don't need them until you're ready for the playoff.
Well, talking points.
Well, it's talking points for us. But you know who the best teams are. You'll look at the rank of the AP rankings, and you'll get the figure. You can figure it out. I mean, I don't need.
Yeah, how often are they that drastically different?
They're not different.
Yeah.
They're usually not different.
So that would mean the Big Ten would have been in. That would have played about a month of football. Actually, almost exactly a month. They start October 23rd. And then the Pac-12, who people aren't considering seriously, but at least Oregon will probably be in the top 10, at least starting that way, will have played a couple games.
Yeah.
So they'll have some evidence from those two other conferences before they make a decision.
I don't need AOC telling me who's on the...
What? She's not on the committee.
She's not... No.
AOC...
I don't know.
Why is she
Nancy running? Pelosi's in there.
Maybe Nancy running? Pelosi is. I don't know.
Condoleezza Rice at one point. Is she still on the committee?
Did you see?
Probably
actually, though,
is.
Did you see
why,
who is in there?
All these political women on the,
here
on
we
the
go.
Playoff committee.
I thought you were an ally.
Clearly not.
I am an that's what
are
I am.
Are you, though?
Yes, I'm an ally.
Yes. Are you, though?
Yes. Yes.
What about, what if we found out Lindsey Graham is on there? We got AOC and Mitch McConnell. What is going on with these college football playoffs?
Lady G is on the committee?
Mm. Who?
Lady G is
Lady
on the committee?
Lady G.
Lady G.
Was, yeah, that's 713-780-3776, the number. I want to hear some people giving some love to our Astros in Houston and all across the Lone Star State.
Does anyone, here's what I'm curious about. Do you have a little more... I'm not saying they were resounding victories, but they felt like there were good playoff victories on the road. Do you have a little better feeling about your Astros now, or yes. Is it just like this is the inevitable? This
no.
is the inevitable soul crushing defeat is in the second round. For listeners, I'm curious if people who had given up on them now have new renewed energy, because I'm telling you now, I believe that the fringe Astros fans, the ones who really like to wear the T-shirts. Are going to start to pop up in round two. They're like, oh, you know what? I'm going to get this Astros shirt back out. Although I think Astros fans have been wearing it proudly still around town and things like that, defiantly almost. But I do think that we may see, I think we're going to see an increased level of excitement around the Astros. I mean, we should.
Do you want to see the White Sox or the A's? Might rethink this thing.
Yeah, I've been saying A's, but it.
I've been saying White Sox because I'm sick of the A's. I mean, we got their.
Yeah,
ass
I don't
to
really
them,
love the bats. I worry too much about the home run power of the White Sox. That's why I want to avoid them.
Except the Twins have home run power too. They were third in the league, and the Astros shut them down.
Yeah, the White Sox are like
they were number
people.
One or two. Yeah.
Yeah,
but,
they're like mangling people.
The only thing that you fear is Giolito.
Yeah, it's not like they're deep from a starting pitching standpoint.
I mean, Dallas Keuchel's their second starter.
But you know.
He got his ass handed to
him.
Well,
you know the A's and the A's know you.
Yes.
And maybe that's
Chapman's
a bad thing.
Out. Chapman's out.
Yeah, you do have. So you're missing a guy in the lineup.
And their rotation isn't very good. You just have sucked in Oakland. So here's the you beat them twice here. If I'm not mistaken, I'm pretty sure you beat them twice here.
I'm sorry, the Astros are the
yes,
new Road Warriors.
You beat them twice, and then remember they didn't want to play. They said, "We know somebody in Sacramento that had, so we can't play again." somebody in our front office who's in Oakland, he tested positive, so we can't play game three here. What? You're in Houston. Well, shut up. You can play. No, we got to play that game in Oakland. What a bunch of... Anyway, I don't think you're I don't if you want to know the truth, I'm not that scared of Oakland. I ain't scared of the White Sox, and I ain't scared of Oakland. I got Carlos Correa stepping up in the seventh inning and hitting home runs to win games. That's what I got.
That's what he does in the playoffs.
That's what he does.
Oh, you're going to sit and complain and cry about my OPS? It's around 700 now? Okay. How about take some of this? And, bing, bang, boom.
And what did he tell Cody Bellinger? Shut the up. That's right.
Yeah, you need to get a best of Carlos Correa and remix what, and going of him tell, telling people to shut their dirty mouth
what did he
and
tell
to put
Eduardo
some respect on his name.
Perez. What did he tell Eduardo Perez? Or whatever.
Here's what I wish you would have said.
Is it
y'all were real
Perez?
Flagrant on the no. broadcast
yesterday.
Who was
calling
yesterday?
The game?
Who, Eduardo.
Yeah, and then it would have been Eduardo,
it's Eduardo Perez.
Perez. Pedro
yeah.
Gomez doesn't call
and
games.
And Carl Ravitch and yeah. Tim Kirchin. Y'all got real flagrant on the broadcast yesterday.
No,
I noticed.
Gomez did call the game. He called the
not the Astros.
Not the Astros game. By the way, did you watch any of the Reds-Braves game?
No, Astros were going on. Well, it started before. No. Well, it started before and ended after.
After. Yeah. After.
I didn't watch any. I kept seeing bases were loaded for Cincinnati like every inning.
Every inning. And they couldn't score.
That's going to sting.
Oh, my God.
Don't you think that's a soul crusher?
Joey Votto. Yeah, come after my wife. See what happened?
He has never come after your wife.
It was a dream you had like 7 years ago.
So you're going to do that? You're going to do that? And you're going to say you guys are an effing nightmare? Yes. You know what's an effing nightmare? You're hitting with runners in scoring position.
Didn't you have the effing nightmare about him and your wife? Yeah.
That was. Yeah. It really was. And for those of you who don't know, I don't know how many years ago, I woke up. What are you doing with Joey Votto? She was like, what? I said, yeah, you and Joey Votto. I had a dream. You two. She was like, who's Joey Votto?
She doesn't even know who he is.
She didn't even know who he is.
I think you'd like him.
So you're like we hear those stories about guys, their girls get upset with them because they cheated on them in the girl's dream. That's who you are?
Wait a minute. I've gotten in trouble for my wife's dream before. I don't think that's an uncommon thing. I had a dream about that. I did something in a dream, and there's still a little residual leftover anger about it. It lasts for a little while in the morning.
That's who he is, though. I don't hear about it from the guy's perspective, being the ones who's upset.
Yeah.
It's usually a woman's upset because she dreamed about it. That's who you are.
Yeah. Well, no, I just asked her, that's all. I'm still holding a grudge against Votto, though. He's in my head.
What tone did
he
ask?
He owns some space.
He rips space in your head for something he didn't do.
No, he doesn't even know my wife.
Speaking of,
I bet he would though.
This comment from Kurt.
I bet he would know your wife.
What does that mean?
No, I'm just saying.
There's a new show coming out. Did you see this? It's called the guy who's on Ted Lasso. As the cranky soccer player is actually the executive producer and writer of it. And it's where they can look in your eyeball and see who you're. It's called Soulmates. And I think it's going to be on A&E or FX, one of those where they crank out pretty good shows. And in this show.
It's AMC.
It's AMC. You can look in. They can look in your eyes and see. And there's something in your eyes that detects who your soulmate is. Like it can match up somebody else. Who has that? Who's a soulmate? And then people can go in and get tested if they want to find out. And so it like creates all this drama because people who are already happily with someone else decide to go in and get the test. And then they find out there's actually somebody else out there who could be their soulmate. So it starts. Yeah. It looks like it's going to be a pretty good show.
It looks
Black Mirror-ish.
Hank from Breaking Bad's wife is going to be in it.
Yes. And also the other guy. Wait, what'd you say?
Hank's wife from Breaking Bad is going to be in it.
Hank's wife? I can't remember what she looked like.
She's a tallish brunette.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know who else is in it? Is the guy who Walter White capped in the face. The other guy who was cooking up meth.
She was the klepto.
Yeah, she stole things.
She was the klepto, remember?
So she's in it and
it's an AMC show, it makes sense.
The other scientist who Walter White killed, who was helping him.
Oh, yeah.
Helping him out. Yeah, he's in there, too. And
he killed him in his apartment.
Yeah. That was when Walt was like, we were like, oh, you really don't come back. It was bad when he watched Jesse's girlfriend choke to death.
Yeah, that was the worst.
But you could almost say, well,
that was the worst.
What about when the rice in for a little, that little kid?
Oh, yeah.
That wasn't great either.
That wasn't great either. But we, you know what? Still rooting for him.
we love that guy.
It wasn't until the very end.
Meth and destroying our society, but yeah. Still rooting for you.
Oh, just like you're rooting for Pablo Escobar at points. Like, come on, Escobar, get away.
Love that guy.
Like, wait, what are we doing?
Oh, yeah.
Come on, Walter White. They're getting... I hope the police don't find out about Walter White.
Have you watched Queen of the South? You're going to root for her.
No, but I did watch The Last Narc. I wasn't really in favor of anyone killing Kiki Camarena.
No.
I was actually for Kiki Camarena and Narcos 2. Yeah, I wasn't for anybody in Narcos 2.
No.
Except for Fonseca a little bit because he had that big shovel head.
But
Queen
of the South, you're going to want her to stick around. Trust me.
Oh, I liked.
Yeah.
I liked the one from Narcos 2.
Mexico.
No. The one who had the lioness, the lion in the background from. Yeah. What was her name?
No.
Oh, dude.
Not nearly as good as Pablo's wife.
Mm-hmm. She was good, too.
Pablo's wife was a champion, John.
Champion. She was a champ, and you can be a champion, too. All you got to do is go to champion.energy/1560 and see for yourself all you got to do. I know, it's cooler out, so I don't need my air conditioning, so I'm not going to. No. Why would you pay more, even if it's 10 cents more a month? Why would you give them more of your money? And trust me, it's more than 10 cents a month. It is a boatload, especially in the summer. But if your contract is up, I'm going to tell you this about your contract. If your contract is up with your electricity company and the rate is higher before than it is now, they're not going to tell you. They're just going to let you continue to pay on the rate that you're paying now. Champion Energy tells you, hey, your contract is up. We got a better rate. Sign in. Lock in now at a better rate because that's what we want you to do. We want you to pay us less. What company does that? Well, a locally owned and operated company that is Champion Energy. You see Alex Bregman talking about them. You can trust anybody else? Oh, go ahead. Trust a Ranger or an A. No, trust an Astro. Alex Bregman, champion.energy/1560.
ESPN 97.5.
Guys, this fall, as you get back into the swing of things, Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collections for guys. It's guaranteed to upgrade your life. Really cool stuff in here. Whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers, you've got cozy clothing and threads for when the temperature dips. Bespoke Post only sends guys the best stuff every single month. That's why it's called Bespoke. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered from style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, outdoor gear. Really, really awesome. Tell you what, I love the Weekender bag right now, which is part of the Box of Awesome. Or how about this one? The Layers is something that you can get with flannel shirt, and it's brushed flannel. They've got boot socks to match as well. This is your opportunity to get started. Take the quiz at boxofawesome.com. Your answers will help them pick out the perfect box for you. Each box costs just $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BENCH at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code BENCH, for 20% off your first box.
Listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 918 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. Don't get lost in the women of Narcos. That's not a place to go.
Yeah, as far as Soulmates, this show that Sean, that Lance mentioned, it looks like it's an anthology series where you get a story per episode about, I don't think it doesn't appear the story's interconnected, because there's a lot of...
No, they said it's individual.
There's a lot of stars in it, and they probably don't have the time to devote themselves because they're all in other shows. So, like, Shiv from Succession is in it, so she'll be in an episode, and we'll see her story, and then there'll be other people in it, too.
I think it's going to be pretty good. It's got a little bit of a Black Mirror vibe to it, I think.
Yeah. Shiv bringing that booty with her.
I thought you were, you would just save that from for in the break.
No, no, no.
If you no, Shiv bringing that booty with her, says the ally.
Yeah,
I am an ally.
Are you though?
Yes, yes,
doesn't
I really
sound
am.
Like it.
What? I can't help it if Shiv's got a booty.
Well, you could just talk about Sarah Schnook. Who? Her, what's her actual name? The talent.
What's her name?
Sarah Schnook.
Nobody knows that.
I just, that's her real
I do.
Name.
I just told you. Someone knows that. I just told
no,
you.
No, her name's really Shiv.
No, you, and she's also in Lance. Remember that movie I recommended?
I watched it. It was a crate. Yeah. It was. What
With,
was it called?
Ethan Hawke. What's it called again?
Yeah, where the it's she turns into a man. But she also plays the man.
She created herself.
Yeah, it's
okay,
pretty.
That's not too weird.
No, it's very weird.
Okay.
Predestination is what it's called.
Yeah.
And Dark is like that too, by the way, on Netflix.
I gotta get through Dark. That's longer. I'm on Schitt's Creek right now, and I gotta finish Ted Lasso, The Boys. There's another one that comes out. What's the other one that I watch when it comes out? I can't remember something new, but I am excited about. Oh, and Fargo.
Oh yeah,
and Fargo.
I'm going to wait a little while because they're coming out. It's taking.
You like to? You have to watch them like three at a time,
oh,
four
yeah,
at a time,
I like four or five at a time.
That's why Schitt's Creek lasts 21 minutes.
Yeah,
because it was on a 30-minute comedy.
Yeah, yeah.
21 minutes.
Right.
I can crank out three of them like that.
I had
no
to watch
problem.
Astros yesterday. I couldn't watch Schitt's Creek.
Well, I did after that.
So the Texans, Pro Football Focus. Do we care?
About what?
Well, their rankings in the Pittsburgh game.
I mean, go ahead.
For the first time so far this season, the Texans put four offensive players over the 75 mark in PFF's weekly grade, sort of the line of demarcation for good performances on Pro Football Focus. So 75 is the number. Deshaun came into the 75.7. 264 yards, scored two touchdowns. Throwing one interception. He had two touchdown passes and one interception. Quarterback rating of 110.7. He was also sacked five times. Laremy Tunsil, 83.6. He, however, was by far the only offensive lineman that played well. Mm-hmm. Titus Howard, 54.8. Zach
is that,
Bolton.
Is 54.8 you said is really good?
Really bad.
Oh. Let me play guessing game.
Okay.
I'm going to guess Zach Fulton was higher.
58.2.
Okay.
Max Sharp.
I'm gonna play Card Sharks. Lower.
49.1.
Okay.
Nick Martin.
Higher.
62.3.
Nice.
Brandon Cooks.
I'm gonna start at 60 and I'm gonna go higher.
Okay. 76.4. Nice. Randall Cobb.
Higher.
75.3. Lower.
Ooh.
Just lower. Will Fuller the fifth.
Lower.
70.5. David Johnson.
Lower.
63.8, which is a lot higher than I thought it would have been. But he had zero place to run.
That's where I think on the grades they can't, they have to
gonna,
zero him out.
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
I mean, he had nowhere to run.
Right.
Zero.
Right.
J.J. Watt.
Higher.
68.9. T.J. Watt.
Higher.
93.8. Philip Gaines.
Philip Gaines played?
Philip Gaines.
Lower.
He's the only guy that scored over 70 on the defense.
Okay.
72.7.
How many snaps did he have?
Zach Cunningham.
Lower.
30.2.
Now, that seems low.
Well, if 75.0 is okay, is good, that's the line of demarcation.
I'm telling
30.2.
you, Zach Cunningham has not been good this year. And I guarantee you, I don't know what his ranking, what they gave him as grades, but I guarantee it wasn't very good the first two games either. He's not a take-on linebacker. I think they got enamored. He is a chase linebacker. He's not a take-on linebacker. So teams with downhill running games that try to attack the Texans between the DJ Reader should probably get a little taste of Zach Cunningham's deal. Because DJ Reader helped that deal out. Because when he's a factor in the middle, it's a little less heat on an inside linebacker.
Well, he doesn't have that right now. Justin Reed.
Higher.
65.6. Whitney Merciless.
Lower.
48.1.
Seems right.
Yep, that's about where it is. And That's about where you
When is Vegas going to start
one
putting...
One guy over 70, no guys on defense, zero guys played over the line of demarcation.
Here we go. This is what I'm going to do. Give me that piece of paper. I'm going to let you play this game. Ready? Because I have some experience with Pro Football Focus's numbers. We're going to go eight Texans, and you guys are going to go higher on lower. I'm going to give you a Pro Football Focus score for next week on them versus... So I'm going to go J.J. Watt. His over-under is going to be 71.5.
Well, does that, I'm going to go lower.
Dell?
Lower.
Okay. Against the Vikings.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Zach Cunningham, we are going to go with 55.
Higher. Dell?
It should be high. It should be a higher number. I'm going to change the number. I'm going to make it 60.
I'm going to go higher anyway.
Okay.
I think he's going to be able to sideline and get and catch Dalvin Cook a couple of times.
Lower. You just mentioned the guy who I think is going to be lower. Everyone has seen you can run the ball in the Texans. Run the ball, Vikings.
Okay.
That's what you're going
to
do.
I don't think they're going to be able to run the ball nearly as well this week.
David Johnson.
Lower.
We'll go 60.
He didn't give you a number.
David Johnson.
Lower.
64.5.
Lower.
Okay. Now, teams are running all over
the Vikings. Dude, have you seen David Johnson week to week from the first week to the second week and the third week?
Yeah.
He has gotten progressively worse.
Good defenses. They haven't opened
up. Pittsburgh is a better defense than Kansas City or Baltimore?
They got a good run defense. I know this much. The Vikings have been allowing 150 yards a game, but you're going to go lower than 64.5.
Yeah.
Okay. Dell?
I'm going to go higher.
Dell's fading you left and right, John. He's fading all your picks.
Look at
Deshaun Watson.
Higher.
Hold on.
Give you a number.
Sorry. Deshaun Watson will go with a 83.
I'm a good poker player.
83,
I'm in. All
right. 84.6.
What do we know what his rating has been so far?
I'll look it up right now.
I want to know what he's been like so far.
Yeah, I probably
should. This season?
Yeah, I'll look it up right now.
Yeah, see what his average is. Because he hasn't played poorly.
NFL.
Per se.
We'll go with the Houston Texans. Per se.
Per se, he hasn't played poorly.
I like to say per se.
He hasn't been bad per se.
His overall grade is 75.7.
Yeah, so he's had...
And that's the line of demarcation. He's actually been good.
But that's been against... that's average.
No, that's where
solid.
It's good
that's
or
solid.
Not. Or not.
So I'm making his number 84.6 this week.
That seems like a high number.
The Vikings stink, though, defensively, right?
Yep. Yeah. So I'm going to stick with 84.6.
I'm going to...
I think he's going to have a big game. They're going to win.
I think he gets...
Yes.
You both go over?
Healthy
over.
This week
over.
As far as numbers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here we go. Brandon Cooks, I'm going to go...
B.
74.
Lower.
Lower.
His number this year is 76.4.
Really?
Is it really?
Then I guess I'm going higher because the Vikings...
74.
I'm going lower.
John's going lower. You're going higher.
Higher.
The number right now so far for... Nick Martin is 62, Sharping 49, Fulton 58, Kelemete 58, Tunsil 83, Titus Howard 54.
Their office alignment on the roster who have ranked lower than Kelemete? Is that what you just...
Yeah, Max Sharping.
Ooh. Max Sharping is having himself a rough year.
Brandon Cooks has 10 catches for 138 yards, and he's been rated as what, above the line in terms of good or not? What number is he again all year?
What's Brandon Cook's number?
76.4.
He's been good.
I don't know. However they grade it, I'm not sure how they grade it. I got to get to defense. Okay, here we go. Bradley Roby. What do you think Bradley Roby is ranked for the season? Better yet, I'll just give you Bradley. I'll give you a Bradley Roby total. Bradley Roby. We're gonna make his number 65.
What is his number this year?
I'm going to make it 65, and then I'll tell you what the number is this year.
I'm going to go...
Over under 65.
Ooh, he's got Justin Jefferson or Thielen?
I don't know.
I think it's going to be a shootout, actually, so I'll go lower.
Okay. Dale?
I'll go higher.
Okay. His number this year has been... 57.9. Vernon Hargraves.
Lower.
Whatever it is. Doesn't matter.
Whatever it is. 30, lower.
Okay, I'm going to go 46.
Lower.
Lower, okay. Dell's lower. His number for the year is 40. Is his number for the year is 48.8. Mm. Now, E.J. Moore's 36.5 for the year.
So
what about Eric Murray?
What a loss that is.
Their big offseason signing.
Who?
Eric Murray. What's his number?
69.1. He's one of the highest rated. Justin Reed, 65.6. Zach Cunningham for the year actually is at 30.2.
Well, that's encouraging.
Am I sure this isn't this last game?
That's No. Well, it might have been the last game. That might have been because he was 30.2 last game.
He was?
Yeah.
Well, the Ravens ran on them, right? And the Chiefs ran on them, and he's an inside linebacker, so he might have just been terrible.
It might be an average game for him.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, I can just click directly on him and find out. Holy crap, you just paid this dude. He's 78th out of 77.
He's a 30.2.
Oh, no, it's for the year.
30.2, that's what he is.
But I don't know how this – his coverage grade is 29.9. His pass rush grade is 73.7. His run defense is 42.5. I'm not sure how he's a 30.2 then. But, yeah, this is for the season. Gross. See, I'm not sure how they come up with their grades. But, okay, so that's seven, and then we'll go with the last one we will go with is – let's do an offensive player. Okay. Let's do Titus Howard. Titus Howard, I'm going to go with a 62.
Titus Howard, 62? I don't know. I'm going to go...
Is he going to see a lot of Yannick Ngakoue on Sunday?
Yannick's side, I think, is the other side.
Okay.
Is Hunter playing?
Danielle Hunter?
Mm-hmm.
Though it's spelled Danielle?
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't recorded a stat so far this year, it looks like, to me. Has he been hurt? He's on IR.
Yep. He's unlikely to return. So, yeah. I don't know. They may move Ngakoue over against Howard. I wouldn't have him against Tunsil. Wouldn't make any sense.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he'll probably see him. If you have any sense at all, you throw him on that side and you force all the slide protection that way and then you blitz the other way.
I'm going to say Howard. I'm going to say he has it. What's the number again?
62.
I'll say higher. What's his average? Do we know that?
Oh, yeah. His average is in the 50s.
Oh, okay.
Like 58.
Oh, that's great.
So I'm saying he's going to be better. That's why I think 62 is a fair number. But he may catch Ngakoue.
This isn't a great optimistic game for the Texans.
I don't like this game.
So what do you think?
932.
Come on, John. Make a pick. Tell me a team. Okay, under.
Under.
All right. We're going to save these and we'll see what they do.
Save it.
I had Deshaun. Yeah, this is a lot higher than his average. But I think the Texans are going to win, and I think they're going to win comfortably.
Yeah.
Game's not on the board.
I think that this is going to be
give you a basic
I think
number.
It's going to be a bit of a shootout.
How many yards for Dalvin Cook?
I think they'll put 106.5, I think, is what the Vegas total will be. That's what Derrick Henry was against them last week, against the Vikings.
But how many yards for
last week? James Conner was 72.5 against the Texans.
And how? Yeah,
every running back has gone over the total.
The Vikings don't be dumb. Run the football until the Texans actually show any pulse.
When you have a guy who's getting paid like Kirk Cousins with that kind of reputation
and
being a great player, and you got to keep throwing it.
933.
Okay.
ESPN.
You can't score if you don't shoot.
97.5 and 92.5.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map.
listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. 936 ESPN 97.5. 7378037776.
The Supreme Court in Ireland, an Irish Supreme Court. Now, I would think Ireland lets a lot of stuff go. That's my feeling is
why?
Ireland. We don't care about the lots of things going on in Ireland. We let it be. You be you, I'll be me, and we don't have to have any problems. So please don't get in my sandwich. I don't know why the Irish Supreme Court just ruled that Subway's bread isn't bread. Due to high percentage of sugar and Subway sandwiches, Ireland will no longer consider bread or staple food for tax purposes. Subway sandwiches contains too much sugar to be legally considered bread, according to...
Is it cake now?
I don't. The court ruled that with high sugar content, the sandwich could not be deemed a staple food, which attracts a zero VAT rate. If rejected, arguments by a Subway franchisee that it was not liable for some type of taxes on some of its takeaway products. So I guess staple products aren't taxed, but this is not considered a staple product because the bread has too much sugar. All six of the company's bread options, Italian wheat, Italian herb and cheese, nine-grain wheat, hearty Italian, nine-grain multi-seed, and honey oat were deemed too sugary.
That's how they're getting us. That's how we're getting
Next
hooked.
Time, we'll make it with potatoes and have potato bread.
That's how they get us. That's how they got Jared hooked, and then he got hooked sugar. On other stuff.
Ooh. I don't think Subway had nothing to do with the other. Let the record reflect.
They'd like to let you know
I didn't say it had anything to do with it. He got hooked on their sandwiches because of the sugar, and then he got hooked on other stuff because he's got an addictive personality, apparently, and one that got him in prison.
I'm sick and tired of the Texans getting their faces smashed in. That's Pro Football Focus. They're all run by Irish guys. You know that? Pro Football Focus was created by Irish guys?
Yeah. No,
Sam Monson, he's Irish.
Yeah. What about if what about the Subway in China? How would it sound then?
Hey, you want to get your sandwich here? Hey,
that doesn't
look at
sound
me.
Like a Chinese accent.
Hey, you want your dumplings? I give you your dumplings.
That's not they don't serve that at Subway. Dumplings. Oh. That's Japanese from what I've been told.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Dun-dun-dun-dun.
Oh.
Nope. Nope.
I heard, I was flipping through the comedy channels on, I've got five comedy channels on a satellite. Comedy, Kevin Hart, Netflix is a joke, Raw Dog, and whatever. All five of them. And I was flipping through, and there's certain guys I like a lot. Dan Soder, who we saw, Joe List, Dan Soder in New York. We got to see him. We got to see these three really great comedians for like $6 in New York. It was unbelievable when we were there. Back when the world was, we had a fun world.
When you could, yeah.
When it was a fun world. So I'm flipping through different comedians. You know, I know which ones I really like. And I wouldn't typically have stopped here. It said Joan Rivers. It was on the Comedy Greats channel. It's Joan Rivers. And I'm just waiting over at Regal's because he did his Cuban sandwich 2 days ago. It was the truth. The Cuban sandwich on Tuesday is the truth.
Wait a minute. Cuban on Tuesday and
Monday.
Pastrami
Monday
on
is the turkey pork katsu, which katsu is basically like panko breaded and fried, and it's his turkey that they smoke, and then they turn it into a katsu sandwich. So it's katsu Monday. It's Thursday is the you know what katsu. Thursday is. Thursday is the pastrami, obviously. Tuesday's the Cuban. Well, anyway, so I'm waiting in there for it because I'm waiting at 10:50. They open at 11. So I hit Joan Rivers. She's telling Joan, and this
standing
is probably
outside a sandwich place.
Oh, because it opens 11. I want to get faded.
You know this man has nothing to do.
Wow. I don't want to get faded on the Cuban and have to wait
about
in line.
Determination.
Yeah.
Not only is he going, he knows the day. He knows what.
Yeah.
He's going to be there 10 minutes early and stand outside.
Well, I had to be back here at 12.
That's not. 10 till
we
11.
We ate there, but we ate there outside. Me and Solis did. So anyway, Because I had to be back here at 12 o'clock.
Were you guys like police officers sitting in your cars lined up and just talking while you're eating? Is that how you did it?
No, I was. That's how we've done it before. But no, so I'm listening to Joan Rivers and she's telling jokes. And this, she talks about she talks about Netflix. So it had to have been within the last 13 years. She starts talking about Asian women and why they get the men and all this stuff. I'm like, I can't believe that this is a thing that is playing right now. And oh, don't get me started. You know, like every husband's third wife is an Asian woman. They always end up, and you know why? And I'm like, oh, why? And I'm like, why, Joan? Why? Just tell me, because I think I know what you're going to say. And then she said it. Yeah, and she did it.
I can't believe you.
And I'm like, wow.
I can't believe you're.
Oh, come on, give me a break.
I can't believe you're made uncomfortable by anything someone says, considering who you work with.
You can't believe what?
I can't believe you made you're made uncomfortable. No, you.
Because
I can't believe you're made uncomfortable by anything.
Oh, she
someone
went further
says.
Than John goes.
Really?
Oh,
yeah. Really?
Yeah, not during a break, but she went further than John goes on the air.
Look, who nobody goes further than him. The question he asked us during a break.
It was an easy question. That's an easy question.
He poses questions sometimes that are terrible.
That was
sometimes, you know, he's taking over Raheel's spot where Raheel would put you in uncomfortable positions.
In the worst position.
Dale likes to put you in uncomfortable
positions.
My
question wasn't vulgar. It was simply a question. Yeah. You have two less than appealing groups. And I asked you, would you rather have your son in?
I don't want my son to be in any unappealing group.
Okay,
Dale, I'm going to ask you. You got a kid.
Okay.
A son. Would you rather have...
Dale's got a kid.
Be a Proud Boy or Antifa?
Antifa. I said it before. It was easy for me. I'd rather Antifa.
I'm not a big Antifa fan.
Neither am
like
I.
You.
Neither am I.
And I'm not a Proud Boy fan.
Neither am
I. So I didn't answer the question.
But I said gun to your head and you didn't answer.
No, I mean, you two are P-words.
The fifth. No, you're P-words.
Good people on both sides.
There are good people on both sides.
No, I answered the question because... I don't know really Antifa's motto other than destruction, but are they misogynist too? That's why I made the decision.
Yeah, but see, I'm team of Jamel, so.
Well, you can't pick Proud Boys.
I'm for the cause.
You can't pick Proud Boys.
I don't They're feel based like misogyny. Like sometimes you forget you're for the cause during the show.
I'm for the cause.
You had something earlier.
Can
that
I
you
ask
said.
You a question about that?
Are you though?
Yes, I am.
Are you though?
Yes, I am, Mary.
Okay.
I'm for the cause.
Look, guys. I just asked.
I'm all about it.
I asked these two a simple question. They didn't have an answer. That's all.
Somebody asked me why my Asian voice sounded like Pablo Prigioni. That's my international voice. It can be used in any international setting.
Right. Argentina, Italy, China. Yeah, they all sound alike.
It's the voice he uses because he knows it's safe.
It's the safest.
Put on an Asian accent, see how it goes for you.
Those days are over. I did do Yao Ming one time. Yao Ming, we're talking like this.
That's just Cookie Monster.
Real low. Yeah. I did that.
Oh, how'd that work out for Shaq? Not well. Don't do it.
Shaq didn't have any problems.
Oh, Shaq had a problem with that. People canceled.
Went after him.
He's been canceled ever since.
Yeah, clearly. They're upset for a day.
944 ESPN 97.5. 73780-3776. Come hang.
ESPN. 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I feel like, you know, on the broadcast yesterday in the game, you guys were too focused on the cheating scandal. And now that we're in this series, I think we deserve a little credit. We have a solid team. You know, we can play baseball. We can win games. We can win series against great teams. And that's what we did this series. We showed that we're still a solid team. And we showed that we deserve some respect.
Thank you, Carlos. Thank you, Carlos Correa. Hero. I like to call him Hero. Who homers up in the upper deck in center field in the seventh inning of a tie game? Carlos. Yeah, he got all that. That was nice. Man, you want to talk about a series of pitching. Now, the Astros are, you know, feeble at the plate. So to pick up 7 runs in the series, but to get the kind of pitching that they did, wow. Just from the starters and from the relievers. Brooks Raley was questionable, that choice. That choice was questionable. But Presley did his job. Obviously, Javier and Fromber did their jobs. And the starters were great. Urquidy was awesome. That he pulled him for Brooks Raley was just, that's just a dusty move that you're just like, really, man, come on, dude.
You're worried about the lefties. Like,
yeah, because Nelson Cruz, I mean, boy, is Arias, does he think he's Juan Soto?
Oh, yeah.
That crap that he does?
That crap he did.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, we didn't talk about Buxton didn't play. You know, you caught some breaks.
Yeah.
The umpiring was terrible, and I think it favored you for the most part.
Well, listen, Reddick was pissed. Springer was pissed. I mean, everybody
got screwed. But so did they.
He was calling outside had a
player,
the black.
They had a player kicked out of the game for arguing, and they just had – the ump wasn't good. I think it favored our team a little bit more, really in both games. But how about Buxton, who couldn't go, pinch running, and then getting picked off? Oh, that was a blessing.
He was going on first move, and he gets picked off, and that was huge, huge for the Astros to be able to get out of that jam. I mean, a runner on first is a jam in that series. A runner on first was a holy crap. Oh, why in the hell? Altuve with the error. Come on, dude. No errors. If you suck at the plate, at least play the field. At least do something in the field. Don't make errors. Don't kill your team. I was thinking about this. I guess after, I don't know what game it was, the Connors came on. The Connors?
Yeah.
The former Roseanne show?
Yeah.
Like, is she one of the only ones that have been canceled? Well, Kevin Spacey got canceled permanently, right?
Yes.
Roseanne got canceled permanently. Like, Drew Brees didn't get canceled permanently.
Either did
although
Ellen.
Although I think Saints fans would...
Ellen's back.
...wish. Ellen is back.
Wayne Brady didn't get canceled.
What did Wayne Brady do?
Nothing. I'm just saying he didn't get canceled.
Okay. Jimmy Kimmel didn't get canceled. Jimmy Fallon didn't get canceled.
No.
Marissa Tomei never got canceled.
Well, Roseanne didn't stop. Like, she said something, and she was like, look, I didn't... Look, you guys, you're overreacting. I'm going to keep saying stuff.
Yeah.
So... Now, to your point, at least, depending on what you say and who you say it about, affects your cancellation, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Like...
But what did Roseanne say again?
I don't even remember.
I mean...
And the recency. Like, people with Jimmy, both the Jimmys are like, well, that happened a long time ago. They built up some leeway. Okay, we're going to let this go. The Roseanne thing was like, it happened in real time. Okay, you got to go. No one pulled up anything from 15 years ago from her. It was like, you just said this. You said this now.
Yeah, right now.
You got to go.
Is, what's her name that went to prison that does with Snoop? She was...
Martha Stewart?
Martha Stewart. She was canceled for a while, but she's okay, right?
What did she say again?
Martha Stewart was... I think.
I know she went to jail. She was a stand-up individual and took that time. But what did she say?
She wore white after Labor Day, I think. And then she got canceled for that.
No, I don't think that was it. Didn't she? I thought she said something, too. Maybe not. We know Paula Deen said something. She's been canceled, right?
I guess.
Yes.
Has she been back?
No.
No.
Paula Deen. She's done.
She's done.
Yeah. Paula Deen on the national scene, yeah.
Has anybody else been canceled? I mean, permanently? Because, like, DeSean Jackson wasn't canceled permanently.
Is he playing football?
I'd say Joe Biagini got canceled.
Well, that's because of his talent.
Yeah, but he still got canceled by the Astros.
Yeah, DeSean is an Eagle.
I think Cy Snead's getting close to being canceled.
Well, he should.
I've canceled him.
I know, and I've canceled him, too. How about if Cy Snead comes in the seventh in game three?
Then Dusty Baker's canceled.
You can't cancel Dusty Baker.
You know who wasn't? AJ Hinch, has he been canceled?
Well, we'll see.
This will be the year where AJ Hinch...
Jeff
Luno's
canceled.
Probably. Alex Cora's not going to be canceled. I think he is going to go back to the Red Sox.
No, he is going back to the Red Sox.
Son of a
bitch. I'm telling you. He will be back as the Red Sox manager.
Houston's football season's been canceled.
Yeah.
So far.
The XFL has not been permanently canceled.
No.
It's back. 2022.
Jimmy Snuka got canceled.
Is there anybody else that got canceled?
Permanently.
Permanently.
Who never
Roseanne
made a comeback.
Roseanne canceled permanently. Right?
Well.
Kevin Spacey.
Yeah.
Done.
Done. Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah.
Done. Isn't he dead?
No.
No. He's in jail, he's in jail, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
He didn't suicide himself, as you like to say.
Even OJ's not canceled.
No.
That is one of the... Well, Mike Tyson didn't get canceled.
Mike Tyson's lovable Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson had a Broadway one-man show. If I told you, okay, here are your options. Mike Tyson, jail. By the time Mike Tyson's 50, Mike Tyson, a second jail term. Mike Tyson dead. Mike Tyson... one-man show on Broadway, you would have said, all right.
I probably would have gone dead.
Yeah, you would have said dead. And one-man show would have, on a Twitter poll, one-man show would have been six people joking around. He had a one-man show on Broadway.
Yeah.
Then he traveled the country with it. Mike Tyson on a comedy series. Because remember, his big comeback was on The Hangover. That was Mike Tyson's reintroduction. He was just crazy guy with tattoo on his face. That was Mike Tyson's reintroduction into mainstream culture again. And now it's like, man, Mike Tyson's love. Mike Tyson actually, I loved Mike Tyson. Loved, that was my Michael Jordan, was Mike Tyson. Followed him, read all the books, watched everything, every fight of him coming up on ESPN, all of his HBO stuff. And so it was devastating when Customato died, when Jacobs, I can't remember, not Josh, Jake, John Jacobs, but Jacobs died, Customato died. To watch his descent, he was still a champion, but like he was a shadow of himself even against Spinks. It was a joke. Not Spinks, but, even Spinks. The head movement was gone. Real devastating Mike Tyson was kind of gone, but he could still blast you with punches. But Mike Tyson, when I watched him talk, you know, you saw mean Mike Tyson, nice Mike Tyson, vulnerable Mike Tyson. We've seen Mike Tyson has shown every side of himself publicly. Mm-hmm. Like he's been an open book his entire career. He's basically been an open book. And I kind of like the fact that Mike Tyson's been vulnerable. He told you all of his foibles. He laid it out on stage in front of everybody. Like, so Mike Tyson has told you everything. He tells you that he, you know, his wife now, who's like a doctor, she has been unbelievable for him. He tells you about his depression. He tells you about his use of marijuana to control himself. He tells you about all of his demons. He's been rare in that. And I think that's why Mike Tyson has had a redemption, because Mike Tyson has been, number one, he's been contrite, but number two, he's been open and honest about who he is. And what he is, he doesn't try to hide it. And I think that's something that people, you know, gravitate towards.
Michael Richards, canceled.
Yeah. That was before there was this whole culture.
Jeffrey Epstein, canceled.
Well, it's dead.
He was canceled, though, yeah.
He's dead.
Yeah. John wants to bring up only white people get canceled permanently, pretty much.
Oh, big surprise, John.
Yeah.
Is he wrong?
No.
Does Bill Cosby, did he make a comeback?
No, but he's in prison.
Well, would he have made a comeback?
Well, he also said
OJ's back.
Where? What does OJ
he's
do?
He's on Twitter. He's
free.
But OJ's not. No one's hiring OJ.
That's free.
Of that's true. You can't. No, that is true. The general public did not accept OJ. Like the people would pay him money.
Nah, he's
that's
out.
Not a, OJ that's got not canceled. A thing.
Yeah, you
yeah,
know,
OJ's canceled.
Yeah, he's done.
Yeah. At 9:57 time.
Well, he's on Twitter.
Yeah, that's free. Anyone can get on Twitter.
It's like, yeah, I thought, OJ's not canceled anymore. Wait a minute. OJ doesn't have any work coming in, I don't think. That's a true heat check.
What's this song you're playing, though?
Well,
turn it up.
I recognize Eddie Van Halen. I don't recognize the rest of it. Used to love Michael Jackson when I was younger, too.
Mm-hmm. He wasn't canceled.
Too talented to be canceled, apparently.
Yeah. Touchy, touchy. No thanks.
I'll bet you on that. Well, and you know where you can find a bet on that? It's mybookie.ag, promo code radio. You're looking for the best place to play and win and get paid. It's mybookie.ag, promo code radio. All of the best. You want to play NFL games? Okay. You want to play all the baseball games? Okay. You want to play I mean, it's unbelievable what we got going on. NBA Finals going on right now. Soccer going on right now. Golf going on right now. Everything going on right now. The Masters is coming up. You want to get on and you want to play it? All I need you to do is go to mybookie.ag, promo code radio. It is the best site. I turned a buddy onto it. He was like, man, this site really is amazing. So if you're looking for a great way to play and win and get paid, and oh, by the way, your initial deposit, they will double it. Whatever it is, they will double it. If you're looking for a great way to, you know, get in and actually enjoy the games, mybookie.ag, promo code radio.
ESPN. 97.5.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.